We're doing the Sefer Amidot, page Shinayin Bet. Uvishtalem etzlenu shorosh ha-seder hazeh lemata na'ase pri lemala. Page Shinayin Bet. So the Magid Midovna had discussed this idea that where we have prayer established from the men of the great assembly, and we have to work with their order. And once we understand this order here down below, so then that bears fruits up above. And if you're missing this order, the system that Anshe Knesset HaGdola established for prayer and blessings, so it's as though a person is missing a limb, but not all limbs are created equal. You know, a person that's missing a pinky will function differently than a person missing a leg. There are limbs that a person can stand even without them, even though he's not complete. He is nonetheless blemished. And then there are limbs that if a person's missing, then he's going to die. And the whole body is going to go. You have a heart, you have a mind. There are limbs that are vital organs. That if one of them is destroyed, then the whole building, all of man collapses. The same is true with regards to the order of prayer we have. There are things that if you miss them from prayer, so then the prayer is all gone. You missed it all. That take Shema in the blessing. If you're missing even a word of Shema, you didn't do Shema. Shema has to be said in its entirety. Then there are things which you have to skip sometimes. You're under time constraint and you do have to skip parts of the Hallelujah or the Vayvarech David. So then the prayer is a kosher prayer, but it's not complete. It's not complete. So the Magen Midovna said, it's not complete. Because we tend to forget that. We get into this habit of skipping. And then a person has to remember, it's not complete. Lachen shmo nafshecham me'od, livli lechaser devam kol sedra tefila. He concludes the chapter and says, be very careful not to skip anything from prayer. Kim be'et yotcha muchach ledalek fi amvorim beposkim, except for when you really must, as it says in the halachic authorities. You see, the Magen Midovna had to contend with the same issue, that people have a tendency to skip. So that he concludes the chapter and says, realize that the body in its entirety, the prayer in its entirety, is when we get it all in the way we should.